Okay, listen, we'll go to
Are you over?
Go to a caller. Keith Duffy's on the phone. How are you, Keith?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's afternoon, Keith. You just waking up, yeah?
you caught me.
How are you? You well? Are you still on your 40th birthday party or what?
I'm still partying, yeah.
Yeah, I think last time we spoke to you, you were on a ferry on the way over to Holyhead or somewhere. How did it all work out? You obviously got back in one piece.
Yeah,
anyway.
I got back in one piece, yeah. Yeah, I was sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell you more than that. But it was a great time. But I'm dying to know who you don't want on that song.
I'm sure you could guess, in fairness, so let's just keep it amongst ourselves.
Is it male or female?
It's male.
Nail? Oh, no, I thought it was somebody else.
Oh,
I got it wrong.
Okay.
Keith, this isn't pre-recorded. This is live.
That's why I'm asking. I want to know who she doesn't want on the record. It's helping loads of people in Africa. It's terrible.
Listen, you can ask her when you see her at Cheerios Childline Concert. You're going to be at Cheerios Childline Concert again. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're delighted. We've just basically got freed up in our diary to be able to fly home to perform in Childline. Obviously, we've been performing in Childline for 20 years, so it's great to be back and do it again this year. We've just finished an album called Dublin to Detroit, which is all our favourite Motown songs, and we recently just performed on Children in Need last weekend, and we're on Jonathan Ross this weekend, and it's great that we can come home and perform on Childline, so we're delighted.
How was Children in Need? How was Uncle Terry?
Yeah, he was grand. You know, I love Terry Wogan. My God, I remember as a kid growing up watching him on the Wogan chat show he used to have. Mm-hmm. And he's a lovely gentleman. But I don't know, that part of the night, I didn't know whether he was going to lose it or not. You know what I mean? It was like, I suppose he's one of the luckiest men on TV at the moment, because they changed his co-presenter every hour with another lovely looking lady. So in that respect, he's doing great. But from time to time, I just kind of thought, you know, is he going to get the next part out? He's getting a little bit old.
He's very calm, though, isn't he? He's very, like, everything's very kind of nice and relaxed. You never see him under pressure, I would have said, anyway.
No, but that's how he gets away with it, I think, because he doesn't panic. He just takes his time, and he actually makes it look like he's just so chilled out that nothing really matters. But what he's actually doing is he's trying to digest what it is he's supposed to be saying 2 minutes ago and then saying it 2 minutes later. Very cool.
Listen, it's the Irish charm. So tell us, Keith, the new album is going to be out 24th of November, is that right?
That's right, yeah. It's been released on the 24th of November. So exciting times, a week before Childline. So perfect timing and everything for us. And we're delighted, obviously, to be supporting Childline yet again.
It's a Motown record. This is your first, back in the Westlife days for us, we did the Swing album, the big band album. Is this the first time you've kind of ventured into a different kind of style of music?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the first concept album that we've ever recorded. In the past, there's always been studio albums, or else the greatest hits. So it's the first concept album that we've ever done. And we had great fun recording it, actually, because we had about 30 Motown songs from all different artists that we kind of, through a process of elimination, I suppose, got down to our 10 or 12 favourite songs. So it's actually one of the first boys on an album that I love putting on and actually listening to myself.
That's not right, Keith.
I know, well, in fairness now, the Brother album, I thought the Brother album was absolutely fantastic. I thought it was brilliant. But, you know, I'm just saying, the early days was over 20 years ago now. And, and the stuff that we recorded then, I suppose, was current at the time, but it was never the type of music that I was into, you know. I was more into the U2 kind of thing. I like to think I was a drummer, so I used to like to listen to kind of Four on the Floor and any type of rock music. So Boyzone, I mean, in my dream as a kid growing up was always to be kind of a drummer in a rock band, certainly not in a crystal clean kind of boy band, you know what I mean? But you got to get what you take. You know, got to take what you get in this world, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Childline, there's always been great lineups over the years. Last year, the Coronas, the Wanted, Little Mix, Union J, Shane Filan. This year, Ollie Moores is joining. Shane's there again, Shane Filan. Ollie Moores, who else have we got? Just looking at here. Hometown, Louis' brand new boy band. Have you met those lads yet?
No, I haven't met them yet. I've been looking forward to meeting them and kind of trying to remember what it was like to be young, you know.
Giving them some tips and pointers as well, what to look forward to.
Well, I don't know. You know what, the thing about it is, I mean, obviously, as Nicky would well know, you go through this industry and you could be in the band for years and years and years, but the new bands that come along, the last thing they want to hear is advice
in
by
my
the older
day
guys. You know,
back in my day we used to play footballs with Ardentius.
They just don't want to hear it because they're kind of going, oh, what would you know, that was years ago, it's different now, and they probably have a point, you know. It would be nice though to try and teach some of the lads not to have some of the pitfalls that we had. Because, you know, some of the times you go through in the band, you know, it can be tough. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not digging holes for a living, and we're very, very blessed to be given the opportunity. But when you're famous and more people know you than you know them, it can bring on problems, and it can bring on insecurity, and it can bring on, down the line, a little bit of self-consciousness. And there's no need for it, really, if you can kind of just, you know, watch yourself as you go forward. But like I said, nobody wants to listen to an old fart like me.
Ah,
you know?
You're not an old fart. And listen, you're definitely not an old fart in those green
speedos. He is. He's 40 now, Jenny. He's out of his 30s.
In those green speedos, are you still...
far behind me, Nicky boy.
36. 4 years. You're 4 years on me.
Are you still diving, Keith? That's what I want to know.
No, not that type anyway.
All right.
No,
good to know.
Unfortunately, I hurt my shoulders diving. They're still actually very, very sore. I think I've damaged the rotator cuff in both of my shoulders.
Oh.
So it's it's an ongoing problem. I think I'm going to have some keyhole surgery done, to be honest. When you're hitting the water from the 10-meter board, you're hitting the water at like 36 miles an hour.
Wow.
And you lock your arms out to kind of break the water for the rest of your body to go through. And I suppose over the stage of whatever it was, 45, 50 hours of training.
Yeah.
I've done a bit of damage, so I won't be diving for a while.
Lovely. Look, listen, how were S Club 7?
She's a really dirty laugh.
I know she does, doesn't she? Keith, how was, before we let you go, how was S Club 7's reunion on Children Eat? I didn't see it.
It was quite bizarre. It was bizarre.
That's a good way of putting it.
Some of them, like Rachel Stevens still looks absolutely gorgeous, you know, she looked brilliant, but... one or two of the others now, I wasn't quite sure about it.
Okay, I need to watch. I mean, obviously knew the S Clubs back in the day. I have to watch it. Listen, Keith, thanks a million. Boyzone have just been announced and joining the Cheerio Childline concert. It's in the Three Arena, Dublin, on Sunday, November 30th. I'm hosting it, Keith. You've done that before, haven't you?
I've done it a few times. I mean, I hosted a show with Denise Van Outen years ago, and then
I remember
I hosted it with Samantha Mumba once at one stage, and thankfully now for a great memory, I actually hosted it with Stephen Gately 1 year, which was a great year.
Right.
So I know the job you have it. Now, I was never allowed to do it on my own, Nicky, so you're way out there ahead of me.
I don't know, listen, you can join me.
A live microphone, you know.
Listen, Keith, go back to bed. Thanks a million for taking the call. We'll see you at Childline, okay?
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks a million.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Take care. Bye.